Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. One thing you can say for sure about the Veterans Affairs Department, it's been subject to so many studies and commissions in the last couple of years, you could say it's had the equivalent of a CAT scan, MRI, and proctological exam all at once. But little happens without follow-up. Gail Walensky is a former federal health official and senior fellow at Project Hope. She's been part of the VA oversight and joins me now with an update. And you've been involved with VA and looking at VA not just in recent years, but going back getting darn close to 20 years.
Exactly. I had been involved in a limited way when I was running Medicare and chairing the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission in the 1990s, but actively involved in a presidential task force from 2001 to 2003 on how to improve health care for our nation's veterans. So this is indeed a long time interest and concern of mine, but most notably recently, I was part of a Blue Ribbon Commission that reviewed the assessments made by the MITRE Corporation following the CHOICE Act in 2014, where they were asked to assess the VA on some 12 different areas, and the Blue Ribbon Commission was appointed to oversee what they did and to support or comment on their work.
I want to go back to 2001 to 2003. That would have been the first couple of years of the George W. Bush administration, and Desert Storm really hadn't happened yet. The invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, those wars hadn't really been launched quite yet, or maybe they were just underway. What was going on that prompted a review of Veterans Affairs at that time?
That's an interesting question. During the campaign, Bush 43, George W. Bush, had made a commitment to the veterans that he would appoint a task force to look into ways to see whether there couldn't be a better coordination between the VA and the DOD. And as a result, on Memorial Day in 2001, he announced the formation of this task force. I was present at the White House for the announcement. Representative Gerald Solomon from upstate New York and I were to be the co-chairs. Unfortunately, he died from a reoccurrence of cancer before the task force met formally in September to begin what would be a 22-month, 23-month review of VA and VA and DOD activities and how they could be better coordinated and shared between them.
You eventually did do that study. What did it look at and what did it find back then?
Difficulty getting sharing effectively between the VA and the DOD. Recommendations about better coordination on their electronic medical records, one of many, many groups to try to push the importance of having interoperability between the electronic medical systems. Finding some attempts, occasionally successful, to share facilities between the VA and DOD. Ironically, the most successful predictor of good sharing between the VA and DOD was when the head of the DOD facility retired from active duty military and became the head of the VA facility that was nearby. There seemed to be no difficulty in getting coordination between the two facilities. Otherwise, there was typically a lot of tension, in part because of the frequent moves, assignments in the military every 2 or 3 years, meant that just as there was negotiations underway, there would be a new head of change in the leadership in the military facility, which disrupted some of these activities. But the functionings of the VA and the DOD made it hard. There were a few notable exceptions where some sharing occurred. I was also a member of the Dole Shalala Presidential Commission, Commission on Care of Our Nation's Returning Wounded Warriors, and had mentioned earlier as part of the interview process that I had been part of this task force and encouraging sharing, and the person from the White House who was interviewing me, who sounded like she was probably a 20-something year old, asked whether that should disqualify me from being on the Dolez Shalala Commission, because clearly our task force hadn't been successful given the kinds of problems that had occurred leading up to the Dolez Shalala Commission. And my response to her was that if the administration had paid more attention to some of our recommendations about better coordination, we might not have had the problems. In any case, I was able to participate with that very important work, and my pleasure to do so.
We're speaking with Gail Walensky, an economist and senior fellow at Project Hope and also a public health care expert. And so let's fast forward to the events and the scandals, if you will, that led to the passage of that act in 2014, the Choice Act. There were several look-sees at VA. There was the MITRE Corporation look, which you reviewed. And then there was also the Commission on Care, that just went out of business in August of 2016. Both in-depth, wide-ranging studies, and came to pretty similar conclusions. Review for us what some of the conclusions that your panel supported that MITRE had come up with in its study.
We agreed as a group, and we were quite a diverse group of health care experts, some more involved in the military, several former military people who were now retired surgeon generals, three- and four-star generals, in other areas of the military, et cetera, flag officers, agreed that there needed to be basically a new governance structure for the VA, one that would be empowered to have decision-making with regard to quality improvements and personnel management, data validity, and relatively insulated from direct political interaction, which is a major problem for the VA. It needed to see, the VA needed to see much more of a push down in authority and decision making to the lowest appropriate level. It had become too centric in terms of the decision making. It needed to have a much more serious culture promoting patient-centric care. It needed systemic approaches for disseminating the best clinical decision-making support systems. It needed to have a new set of modern enterprise management tools, particularly things like patient scheduling and supply chain management. All of those needed to occur if there was going to be fundamental changes to the care provided in the VA. And unfortunately, as we look out now, a couple of years later, it's clear that despite additional funding, the VA continues to struggle in providing the care that has been promised to the veterans. And that has got to be a source of continued frustration.
Because most recently, the Government Accountability Office added VA human capital management and its ability to reform its basic function of health care. Both of those are on the high-risk list that it publishes every 2 years. So it seems that the congressional overseers, as expressed through GAO, have come to the conclusion that not a whole lot has really changed since these commissions and the MITRE report came out.
I would agree with that assessment. It is frustrating because there has been enormous attention and a lot of pressure put on the system. More funding has been made available through the Choice Act, which, by the way, will be up for either reauthorization or change in September of this year. So the Congress once again is going to have to think about how it wants to help the VA in the short term.
Gail Walensky is an economist and senior fellow at Project Hope. Tomorrow, in part two of the interview, we discuss VA's problems with modernizing its scheduling and electronic health record systems. Find links to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, we'll take a look at the state of federal innovation 53 days into the Trump administration. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.